11. The Compliments of Rest. Much of an ascender's time on the last circuit is devoted to a continuation of the study of the impending problems of paradise residence. A vast and diverse host of beings, the majority unrevealed, are permanent and transient residents of this inner ring of Avona worlds. And the commingling of these manifold types provides the superethic complements of rest with a rich situational environment which they effectively utilize in furthering the education of the ascending pilgrims, especially with regard to the problems of adjustment to the many groups of beings soon to be encountered on paradise. Among those who dwell on this inner circuit are the creature trinitized sons. The primary and the secondary supernovim are the general custodians of the conjoint core of these sons, including the trinitized offspring of the mortal finaliters and similar progeny of the paradise citizens. Certain of these sons are trinity embraced and commissioned in the supergovernments, others are variously assigned, but the great majority are being gathered together in the conjoint core on the perfect worlds of the inner Havona circuit. Here, under the supervision of the supernovim, they are being prepared for some future work by a special and unnamed corps of high paradise citizens who were, prior to the times of Grand Fonda, first executive assistants to the Eternals of Days. There are many reasons for conjecturing that these two unique groups of trinitized beings are going to work together in the remote future, not the least of which is their common destiny in the reserves of the paradise corps of trinitized finaliters. On this innermost circuit, both the ascending and the descending pilgrims fraternize with each other and with the creature trinitized sons. Like their parents, these sons derive great benefits from interassociation, and it is the special mission of the supernovim to facilitate and to ensure the confraternity of the trinitized sons of the mortal finaliters and the trinitized sons of the paradise citizens. The superaphic complements of rest are not so much concerned with their training as with promoting their understanding association with diverse groups. Mortals have received the paradise command, "Be you perfect, even as your paradise father is perfect." To these trinitized sons of the conjoint core, the supervising supernovim never ceased to proclaim, "Be you understanding of your ascendant brethren, even as the paradise creator sons know and love them." The mortal creature must find God. The creator son never stops until he finds man, the lowest will creature. Beyond doubt, the creator sons and their mortal children are preparing for some future and unknown universe service. Both traverse the gamut of the experiential universe, and so are educated and trained for their eternal mission. Throughout the universes, there is occurring this unique blending of the human and the divine, the commingling of creature and creator. Unthinking mortals have referred to the manifestation of divine mercy and tenderness, especially towards the weak and in behalf of the needy, as indicative of an anthropomorphic God. What a mistake! Rather should such manifestations of mercy and forbearance by human beings be taken as evidence that mortal man is indwelt by the spirit of the living God, that the creature is, after all, divinity motivated. Near the end of the first circle sojourn, the ascending pilgrims first meet the instigators of rest of the primary order of supernovim. These are the angels of paradise coming out to greet those who stand at the threshold of eternity and to complete their preparation for the transition slumber of the last resurrection. You are not really a child of paradise until you have traversed the inner circle and have experienced the resurrection of eternity from the terminal sleep of time. The perfected pilgrims begin this rest, go to sleep, on the first circle of Avona, but they awaken on the shores of paradise. Of all who ascend to the eternal isle, only those who thus arrive are the children of eternity. The others go as visitors, as guests without residential status. And now, at the culmination of the Havona career, as you mortals go to sleep on the pilot world of the inner circuit, you go not alone to your rest as you did on the worlds of your origin when you closed your eyes in the natural sleep of mortal death, nor as you did when you entered the long transit trance preparatory for the journey to Havona. Now, as you prepare for the attainment rest, there moves over by your side your longtime associate of the first circle, the majestic complement of rest, who prepares to enter the rest as one with you, is the pledge of Avona that your transition is complete and that you await only the final touches of perfection. Your first transition was indeed death, the second an ideal sleep, and now the third metamorphosis is the true rest, the relaxation of the ages. Presented by a perfecter of wisdom from Uversa.